we'll turn to some of the letters in the evening news. This week there seems to have been a lot of politics, both local and national, in the evening news letter pages, so we have taken the view that perhaps a break from this, apart from one tongue-in-the-cheek letter, is required. So the result is a little bit of trivia, although the correspondents to the paper would probably not describe their letters as that. In letter one, the closure of the Coleman's factory prompted David Clark of Wyndham to suggest that we should make real Norwich mustard here ourselves. And he says, "Instead of moaning and wringing our hands over the removal of Norwich's treasured industries, why don't we do something about it? There must be enough expertise, a willing, experienced workforce, and the ingredients to hand to start producing real Norwich mustard. Who's interested? The multinationals could soon be given a run for their money."
In our second letter, the subject of cyclists is ever present, and this time Kay Buxton of Norwich takes issue with cyclists without lights. "I completely agree," she writes, "with John Cottrell's letter regarding cyclists with no lights and dark clothes. Today I drove from one side of the city to the other and counted 26 cyclists with no lights. Some of them are school children."
Finding myself in Norwich city centre last evening, I paused to listen to the magnificent bells of St. Peter Mancroft, ringing out much as they have done for over 300 years. What wonderful continuity in our historic city. That was from Don Knights of Lillian Road, Spixworth.
For our fourth letter, then, there is a surprise find in a wood burner for Roger Gamble of Rockland All Saints. "Last evening, I thought we'd have a fire. I opened the doors of our wood-burning stove to clear out the ash, and there seemed to be an unburnt lump of log in the grate. I thought for a moment that it had rather a face on it, a bit like an owl, and then it blinked at me. I closed the stove doors and called my wife while I hunted for a camera. She gently retrieved the sooty little soul that had clearly fallen down the chimney, a beautiful little owl. We had never got closer than 10 feet to one in the wild, and here was one right in our house. Fearing that it might be injured, we took it into our cart shed to put it amongst some logs. It immediately flew off into the night, clearly unharmed. A magical experience we were very moved to have shared with a few moments on such a precious creature."
And now for that tongue-in-the-cheek item, which comes from Anthony Hansel of Norwich. He writes, "In 2016, the US elected the present unqualified buffoon as president. There is now serious talk of Oprah Winfrey for 2020. When is it going to be Donald Duck's turn?"